What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Beta Report. That's right. Hey, I know we took a break for Easter weekend.
That's right. God bless.
That's right.
God bless.
Hope you guys had a good Easter weekend. We had
rest in peace.
Not rest in peace.
Well, bro. I mean, living in peace.
We died and resurrected, bro. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. We had our Easter weekend. We were really busy. We had a lot of stuff going on, so we just couldn't find some time to record or put up our episode.
We did find time to watch a movie, though.
We did. So. We had to. It was our job to come and do the review. So, yes, we had to do that. So, yes. Look, we have a great show for you guys today. Let me introduce you guys to ourselves. I am the Khan. And, of course, I can't do this show without my co-host, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, everybody. It is Calman23.
That's right. Thank you, 5-year-old Jonathan. And, of course...
What's up, everybody? Jason. My name is Jason. I swear those get louder every time.
I know, seriously.
I swear those get loud.
Guys, we got a great show for you guys today. Yes, as we mentioned, we did go see a movie. We went to go see... Godzilla X Kong New Empire. We've got a review. We'll tell you guys what we liked, what we didn't like. What else did we have? Oh yeah. Of course, our pick of the week. We also have where we're gonna rank all the MonsterVerse movies. Cause now where does Kong X wait
Godzilla X Kong.
Gorilla versus Kong.
It's not versus in this.
No, that was the last movie.
Gorilla X Kong.
What
Gorilla?
What does Godzilla X Kong mean? I mean, I don't really get it. But where does it lie amongst the other monster movies, like you know, MonsterVerse movies, right? Is it the best one out of all of them? Which was the best one? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna let you guys know what we think. Are we just gonna rate it here? And also, like, what if Kong was casted in other movies?
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll
talk about that too, dude. Yeah. But of course, before that, we got some breaking news. Guys, we have on location. Jay is on location. Where is Jay at? No, he's not.
He's not here. Location.
Sorry, guys.
Freaking loser.
Dude, we're going to have to hire somebody else new, dude. He keeps saying he's on location, then he's stuck on traffic or something like that, dude. I don't know.
I'll be there.
And he didn't show up.
He'd be like the worst news anchor ever.
Hey, what is the breaking news? Well, look, a while ago we did hear about who was in the Fantastic Four movie. That's not the breaking news, but why don't we just go put that up real quick? Look, we have our Fantastic Four cast.
Oh, wait. Boom. Yeah. Somewhere right here. It's above my head.
Boom. They're up here somewhere.
Somewhere right in this general vicinity.
Yes, yes. And we have, of course, as Reed Richards, we have Pedro Pascal. Sue Richards is Vanessa Kirby. I mean, you all know Pablo Pascal. Right? We don't have to say
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. We already know what's in, you know, Mandalorian and all the good stuff he's in, The Last of Us and everything else. Vanessa Kirby. She was in Mission Impossible Fallout, she was also in Hobbs and Shaw. She's been in other stuff too. But those are probably the most notable things you'll know. Joseph Quinn, of course. Eddie.
Wait, what does he do?
Yeah.
His name Eddie Munsey? Was that his name?
Eddie Munson.
Munson?
Munson. It's Munson. Something like that, right?
Munsey?
From Stranger Things. He was probably the breakout character in that show, in that season 4.
And carried, actually. No, I'm kidding.
He kind of did, dude. He carried the finale, bro. The finale was freaking awesome.
With the master of puppets.
Joseph Quinn, yep. And then, of course, we got... Eben Moss Bacharach, cousin. Your cousin.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
That's from The Bear.
Oh, that's from The Bear.
Dude, you watched The Bear.
Yeah,
huh? I have not seen The Bear.
You didn't see
what?
The Bear.
Dude.
Cousin.
Pick it a week. No,
that's definitely something you guys could be watching, The Bear. Definitely watch that show. It's on Hulu. But Eben Moss Bacharach, I didn't tell you guys who they're playing, right? Sue Richards is playing Invisible Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sue Richards. Joseph Quinn is playing the brother, Johnny Storm.
The Flaming Torch.
Yeah, Flaming Torch. And then Evan,
Human Torch. No?
Human Torch.
Or Flaming Human Torch.
The Hot Torch.
The Hot Torch.
Flaming Hot Flaming Candle.
The Hot Guy.
And then Eben Moss Backrock as the Thing. And that's why they have to have his picture up there, because for the most part, he's going to be looking like that orange thing. And of course, cool. That's where we
orange
get.
Orange Thing?
Orange Thing. That's what he is. He's the Thing. He is where the famous motto that he has in the comic books. It's clobbering time.
Yeah.
And then they took it from Morbius.
The Morbin time.
Morbin time. Yeah, definitely. And I don't know who that little Nintendo robot is, but.
Rob.
That's Rob.
That's Rob. That's straight up Rob.
Rob the robot.
Rob.
For sure. It's got that 60s feel. Right? I believe it's going to be in the 60s. But the breaking news is that we have our Silver Surfer, and it's Jennifer Garner. Like, if you guys don't know who Jennifer Garner is, she was in Ozarks, and she was amazing in that.
You mean just Ozark?
Ozark, yeah. Based in the Ozarks, but it's called Ozark.
Ozarks.
Great show. Really, really good show. And she was amazing in that show. She really kicked butt, so she's great. But she's playing Shala Ball, who's like the girlfriend of the Silver Surfer, Norrin Rad. That's the guy's name, dude. Norrin Rad.
Norrin Rad?
Yeah, and he's like... flying a surfboard. It's like a little on the nose, right? He's Norrin Rad.
His surfer,
yeah.
Dude.
Tubular, dude.
Tubular. Cosmic world.
Zoinks.
Right?
Zoinks.
Right. Jinkies, bro. Jinkies, broski.
So anyways, I'm
Cowabunga.
Sure, I'm sure people are going to be ball upset because it's a girl playing the Silver Surfer, but she was an iteration of the Silver Surfer, but she later became the herald for Galactus. So, I mean, I guess Galactus is going to be in this movie. So, I'm actually really excited because I've been waiting so much for a good Fantastic Four movie. We've had crappy ones in the past. So, hopefully, it's going to be good.
Not the one with what's his name, Miles Teller? When he's like, how many of there are? Four?
No,
he's like, that's fantastic.
He's like,
so like, oh, we're fantastic. How many are us? Four. Oh, Fantastic Four.
No.
He says it like,
he's like, well, you know, there's four of us now. We got to come up with a name. And then the Thing goes, it's amazing how far we've come. I got to say, it's fantastic. Like, he literally says it just like that. And then Miles Teller goes, say that again. What? I just said it's fantastic. And he goes, guys, I got it. You ready? And then it just cuts
and
right
then
there.
The movie ends. Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie because I already heard it was terrible. I didn't want to waste my time in watching that movie. But you guys watched that movie?
I didn't watch it. I just watched that clip.
Just that clip.
Or
that's like when Kong goes, this really is the new empire.
When he says that in the movie?
when he speaks perfect English?
Yeah. Guys, I got it. The new empire.
This really is the new empire.
Speaking of, let's move on to our review of Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
I wish I had a Godzilla sound effect. Guys, this is my lacking. This is my lack.
You need the.
You should have had.
You should have had the Godzilla one. The boom, boom.
Oh yeah. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. We don't need it. We have you, dude.
Oh yeah,
you did it really good.
Just sounds like a Honda Civic at night. Sounds like I'm just revving like a car.
That does, dude. All right, let's talk about it. We went to go see this movie actually last week. It was really good.
It was fantastic.
Yes, there you go. It's fantastic. It was actually really great. I really, really liked it. I think the movie was amazing in terms of action. Because if you really want to go and watch an action movie, that's what you go watch. You go watch Godzilla X Kong. The action in it was great. I saw somebody put out a tweet or X or whatever they call it now on the fact that Godzilla has been in each of the MonsterVerse movies, like. At the like a minimum of 10 minutes and the most like maybe 12, 13 minutes in each movie. That's the extent of how much Godzilla is in these movies. And they use every minute of him just being OP in every and everything. Like it's like they take advantage of every time he's on screen.
It's funny that you mentioned that because literally Godzilla is like has like the least screen time out of like anyone else on this friggin' movie.
Right.
And so it might as well just be called Kong.
Well, okay, so there's a thing about that. Toho, which is the people who own Godzilla, like the Japanese version of Godzilla, or like the original Godzilla. Gojira. So they are the ones that lend out the rights to Warner Brothers to do. It's Warner Brothers, right?
Legendary. I don't know.
I know. I see Legendary. I think it's Warner. I thought it was Warner Brothers. But anyways, they lend out their the rights to do Kong. No, sorry, Godzilla to this production company, which I think it's Warner Brothers. They only allow certain things that they can do with Godzilla. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of restricted at what they can do about Godzilla. You know, they can't make them do certain things. I read an article where Andrew Wingard had said that they would not allow some things, they would allow some things and they wouldn't. So they didn't have a lot of flexibility. But Kong, they don't have those restrictions, which is why we see so much being done with Kong in the movie. Like, he's like the main character in the movie. Like, he is throughout
the protagonist.
He is like throughout the movie.
It was Warner Brothers, by the way.
It is Warner Brothers. Okay, yeah. And so he's like they do so much with Kong, right? They really like humanize him and make him a sympathetic character. He's like really like
the scene opens with Kong.
Literally, it does, right? Yeah. So I mean, he's a lot in the movie. That's why they're able to do that with him. And really, this is Kong's movie, honestly. Yeah. It really is. Why don't we just start off like the things that we liked about this movie? Like, what are the things that we liked about this movie, Jonathan? What are the things that we liked about this movie?
Yeah, I gotta say, I like how OP Godzilla was. I know we were talking about Kong. But I think Godzilla, like the few scenes that he was in, except for one thing, which I guess I want to talk about a little later, of things we don't like. But the two like main like of his scenes that he's in, like he fights some like weird like spider crab kaiju thing, like completely
in
just
Italy.
And like Italy, like completely just obliterates him, like literally just like he's on screen for like 40 like, seconds max, and then he just obliterates the spider thing.
It's funny that he actually thinks he has a chance too.
Like, yeah, and that spider thing is like huge. That they like, it's like Godzilla's size. Like, I mean,
it looked like a freaking Bioleader from Helldivers, dude.
From Helldivers.
From Helldivers.
Yeah, they did. They honestly, Godzilla, like he's OP, but
yeah, okay. Because
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It's because and then the second big kaiju that he fights before like the final fight is like what Tiamat, whatever, which is like this energy like water dragon thing who has like his own like ice layer or whatever,
and he's purple.
Yeah, he's like glowing like purple or like blue or something like that.
And that's how you get.
But they were like hyping him up. They were like, oh, he's got the highest energy source kaiju. Like, oh, like if Godzilla takes him down, like then there'll be no stopping Godzilla. Of course he does. Like freaking, they have like 5 seconds of squabbling and then Godzilla literally just one shots him.
Like, all right, enough talk.
Godzilla literally just one shots him.
Like. He's done. He's done. But yeah, he's that's where he gets his like purple.
Yeah, he gets powered up or whatever. But yeah. I like that. I like the idea of Godzilla just being way too OP. Like I think that's cool. Like Godzilla, I mean, because when you think of Godzilla, like when you think of a kaiju, at least me, I think of Godzilla.
Yeah,
like he's the kaiju that comes to mind. So
he's the big daddy.
Yeah,
he's a big kahuna.
So, dude, I like how they aren't considered as kaiju, because kaiju technically are like the bad ones.
Oh yeah.
They consider them as titans.
Oh yeah, I guess.
But that's cool because it reminds me of do you guys remember Pacific Rim?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
They consider them kaiju as well.
Kaijus. Yeah.
So it'd be so cool if they did like a mini crossover really quick to where like they have
like Idris Elba versus Godzilla.
They have their titans fight against these titans.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you know those robots are just dead. They're getting clapped. Although they're getting clapped. Although they did, you know, fair. Oh, the second one was not that good.
But there was a second one?
Yeah.
I did not even
know. I forgot what that one was called. I think it was just called Pacific Rim 2.
Atlantic Rim?
I think it's Uprising.
Oh, Pacific Rim.
Oh, okay. That's
the one where they have like the transforming like.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Like they were like mech. They were like, well, they're always mech suits, but it was like
the kid from Jesse.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Which one? Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we had Robbie. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. We watched that one in the theaters. I'm pretty sure.
And we came out just like, what did? We watch?
But it was kind of. It wasn't that bad. Like from what I remember. Like,
we'll go back and. Oh no, that's not a MonsterVerse movie. That movie. The only thing is that I hated the twist at the end of who the villain was. It was like, come on, man.
Oh, I think yeah.
It was Charlie Day.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Oh yeah.
He was being controlled or something.
Yeah, like because he had like a little like alien in his brain or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It was like it got a 42% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It sucked. I mean, some of the fights were kind of cool, and the fact that one of them could do is like has a sword. And, like,
yeah, right. Whatever, but that was from the first one. That sword scene was like because it was like a wiggly sword, and then go.
No, you're right in the first one, but I think the other one had like a whip, right, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, back to what we liked about. Godzilla X Kong. I'm gonna tell you right now who I like. This is the reason why I liked Godzilla Kong is Zuko Mini Kong. I'm gonna call him Mini Kong. I found out that his name is Zuko.
Really?
Not Sucko, but Zuko.
Sucko.
Dude, that guy's name looks like his name is Sucka.
Sucka. Sucka. His name is Zuko.
Sucko.
Dude.
Pretty sure it's pronounced Sucko.
No, it's not. It's Zuko.
The H is silent.
There's no H.
There is no H. It's just S-U-K-O.
Exactly. That's the point. That's the joke.
The T is silent.
And it's non-existent.
The T is silent.
He is amazing, dude. He's pretty awesome, bro. It's kind of cool because his relationship with Kong kind of evolves a little bit from the beginning when you first see him. And it's funny because when Kong first sees him, dude, he's using him as a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And that was
straight up just as a freaking bludgeon.
Dude.
As a bludgeon.
He grabs little Zuko and beats up the other apes with it. And then he throws him and he's like, dude, what? But you know.
And then he finishes. And then like, dude, the funniest thing is like when he grabs him, he like shoves his face in the ground. And like he goes like, he falls down. And he's like, you know. And the freaking like screen shakes. Like it's so funny, dude. Because he like slams that fool.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Zuko was great. I thought he was really awesome. And some of the reactions, like some of the stuff that like when like a significant event happens.
Dude, in the theater we were in were lively, dude. Like,
okay, the theater we were in was pretty funny.
It's like as if we were watching like Endgame or something. Dude.
Like a Marvel movie.
This one person was thought he was watching something like Endgame.
Seriously.
This
like,
guy was like, Zuko, he claps. And then,
like Mothra's name is mentioned and everyone goes, oh.
Yeah, Mothra doesn't even show up yet. No screen time yet. Just Mothra's name. I think it was like a mirror. Like, it's like a painting. It's like a...
There's only one who saves us. And then like it's a mural.
It's like a mural of Mothra.
And it was like,
yeah, the clapping.
I hit my freaking tooth. You're like clapping. It was crazy, Dean.
It was pretty funny, dude. But yeah, I thought that was cool. I loved Mothra, man. I thought Mothra was Mothra. Zuko, sorry.
Not Mothra.
Mothra's fine. Actually, you know, when she comes out, it's pretty cool. But yeah, Zuko was probably the one of the highlights of the movie itself.
Yes.
Again, the action was great. I thought the villain was cool too, Scar King.
He was pretty dope. Yeah, he's pretty tough.
I did think it was funny that there was a long section of like no dialogue. It was just the gorillas talking. You know, the gorillas talking to each other. That was kind of like.
But it wasn't bad though. Like no, it was good.
I'm
like,
not saying that in a bad way. It was like
no, yeah, and it was interesting. I'm agreeing.
But they weren't like even talking. They were just like, like they were just grunting to each other. Oh, but like you knew what they were trying to like.
But they
convey to each other.
Yeah,
you know?
They understood.
Like, Scar King was like mocking Godzilla. Yeah. Like, Kong.
Like maybe 10 minutes of no dialogue. It was like no audible dialogue. It was just them like, you know, like grunting and like making facial expressions. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like you could feel what they were feeling for sure.
Yeah, I definitely did.
But one more thing to comment on Zuko, because I think it'd be cool if we see him in other movies. I think I was reading somewhere that in Kong Skull Island, The Zuko currently in this current movie was almost the height of Kong in Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
In Kong Skull Island, I forgot the actual like canonical height, whatever that he was. But obviously, this one, he's much taller. Mm-hmm. And so they were saying Kong as a teen in Kong Skull Island, right, is that height. Friggin' Zuko in this movie is like a little juvenile, and he's almost Kong's height.
Yeah, so you don't... So, like, half of the movie, the first half of the movie is all in... I was going to say Middle Earth. Hollow Earth. This isn't Lord of the Rings. Hollow Earth. And so the scenes where you just see, like, Kong and, like, the other race of monkeys or whatever...
Gorillas?
Gorillas. Mm-hmm. You don't really realize how big they are, because then when they all come to... on the surface, and you see Mini Kong, he's like half the size of a skyscraper. Like,
he's still big.
He's huge.
Yeah.
So like it's kind of crazy. It really puts into perspective, like, just how big the Titans are.
You wonder how big he's gonna be when he grows.
Because he's a little baby. So.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I thought that was you know, again, Zuko was awesome. The fights were great. I don't know. Am I missing something else?
The Iwi. That was pretty interesting how they kind of incorporated like a native, tribe.
I think that was
like
cool.
Some sort of
some representation.
Representation.
Yeah, for the Native American community.
Indigenous people.
Yeah, because remember the movie Prey, when Prey came out? Because that was cool.
Yeah.
It was Native American representation.
There you go. Okay. I'll let you have that then. So indigenous representation.
That's what he was trying to say, right? That's not what I was going for. But sure. I like how also that the Hollow Earth kind of vibe. Kind of gave me like Pandora vibes, kind of.
Yeah.
It was really cool to kind of like see. I kind of wished that we saw like more outposts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish that we saw it's funny that they just saw one outpost, and then also that one outpost is conveniently the outpost that has the one thing that Kong needs in order to like.
Okay, so live. The one thing I didn't like is like things were like so like conveniently like. And look, it's a movie, all right?
It's so textbook.
Yeah, like these are giants and they're like monsters and whatever, so I can't nitpick it that much. But one of the things that I thought were funny was like how convenient things were, right? Like this guy, Trapper, he's like the Titan veterinarian.
Titan doctor.
And they're able to put Kong to sleep, take his tooth out that was jacked up, and put a freaking grill on him, dude. Yeah. That fool had a grill. Like they put a silver
enamel
tooth.
Thing, whatever.
But like how?
If they
that silver tooth was really
those
huge.
Dudes did a root canal on him.
Yeah, dude. Like how do they do that? Like I mean, it's a movie, right? Like you can't ask too many questions, but like gave that fool a grill. Yeah. All they needed was like a freaking chain.
But it was like foreshadow.
Needed a chain. You need some gold.
It was a little bit of a foreshadow because then at the end, Kong knocks Scar. What's his name? Scarface?
Scar King.
Scar King's tooth out. So
yeah,
it's like a callback. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like
I thought you were gonna say. Yeah. I thought you were gonna say that kind of like that thing was kind of forced. I thought that's what you were gonna say.
Oh yeah. No,
like that's where I was going.
Of everything, because like
well that's where I was.
Oh
going.
Well, that too. But I was saying like at least it kind of like
yeah. Well, that's I was going to that because like you know the whole tooth thing like oh how convenient they were able to put it. Freaking titanium tooth or something, and then when his arm gets jacked up, they're like, "Oh, well, we've been working on a freaking power glove or whatever it's called," and
we've only had one prototype.
Yeah, and it's right here on Hollow Earth. Yeah. Let's go pick it up.
Yeah, that I do agree with.
That was kind of like, okay, man, I don't know, like maybe if they would have, he would have had it already, maybe, and you know, they've you know had it already, like. Fixing it here.
Yeah,
that
I agree with. I think
how convenient, right? How convenient that the glove had like injectors to inject like healing stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
to heal the frostbite.
Conveniently heal frostbite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But the power glove was dope though.
Yeah.
Every time it powered up when he was gonna punch.
Yeah. That is the one thing I didn't necessarily like about the movie because I think the whole taking out the tooth at the beginning. It's like I see what they were doing. It is like an okay like plot device because it introduces like Trapper's ability to heel, like he's it introduces his role with the Titans, and then it leads later on to Scar King seeing his fake tooth and like mocking him, which led to a pretty cool scene.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to set up the mech, like the the power glove, like, oh, we healed them earlier, now we're gonna do it again, but it's a power glove. But they didn't do it like the best, because yeah, they just conveniently had a power glove. I think if they had hinted towards the glove like earlier on, like, it just, that would have been better.
Yeah,
because they were working on it already.
Yeah, or they were like working on it or something like that.
I think
literally the scene was like minute and a half where they introduced the power glove, say they only had one prototype, and said that prototype was on outpost.
And then it was on him already working, and he was like killing people with it.
Yeah, he was already like rocking it, bro.
Like all in a minute and a half.
Yeah. So it's like they could have done it a little bit better. Yeah. But
But it was cool though.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool though.
That power girl was
when he first uses it against Scar King, like, it is pretty satisfying.
One cool thing too, well, I'd like to add to our list of things that we liked about the movie is that like, it obviously goes to the monster fights thing, but I liked how the monster fights are the focus of this movie. And the reason I say that, because we're going to do right now is like list all the MonsterVerse movies.
Uh-huh.
Is that out of all of them, this is the one I feel this movie that has the least human dialogue and most like actual Titan monster action.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know if you remember in 2015, Godzilla, that was like one of the biggest complaints is that like, freaking, you see like Millie Bobby Brown crying more like about like random stuff, like, oh, where's my dad, and then like the movie's called Godzilla, not like freaking daddy issues, like, you know. So I like how this movie now has so much more
I think that's why, you know, the movie is like great. Some people were complaining like, oh, the humans are just like, you know, plot devices. And I'm like, the movie's called Godzilla Kong, like you said, right? It's like, not like, you know,
freaking like
Doctor, whatever her name is. No, it's like, yeah, it's cool. Like, okay, yes, it's cool to have those characters. But I mean, you go to the movies to watch action and, you know, stuff to turn your brain off. And this movie had it all, dude, in terms of the action and the monsters. And Kong is just Kong is a pretty dope character.
He's a G. He's a real one.
Dude, Kong has so much, like, Riz. Is that what he said? He's got Riz.
I wouldn't say Riz.
Okay, he's got...
he's got swagger.
Swag, okay.
He's got some swag for sure.
So he's got some swag. Does he have enough swag to just be on a movie on his own without Godzilla?
Like him?
Can you break off Godzilla and be a standalone movie? Like, he starts making movies, like other movies. Like, let's say, Honey, I Shrunk the Kong.
Like, he's like the
wait, what?
Like he's like the dad scientist?
No, his friend is the scientist, and then they shrink him, and he ends up being like Zuko.
Yeah,
like mini Kong.
Yeah,
but he'll be like tiny, like in the backyard.
Super small.
Yeah, dude. And then, you know, he's the main, you know, like the main character.
Like Kong Alone.
Kong Alone.
Kong Alone. Two, Lost in Hollow Earth.
Kong Alone.
Yeah, Kong Alone.
Bro, I love that, dude. Kong Alone, dude. That's. Yeah. No, it has to be Kong Alone 3, because that 3. Does not exist.
Oh, right?
Kong,
yeah,
Alone.
Yeah.
Kong Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2 is good, but Kong Alone?
Yeah, Kong Alone.
Kong Alone, lost in
Hollow Earth. Yeah. And he's like, he's being followed by two like other kaiju, whatever.
Dude, so all his family like left him? He's all mad. He's like, what does he say? Just keep saying that in the...
I made my family disappear.
No, but the other one, he's like, when he tells...
His mom?
Yeah, when he tells his mom that being burned.
Oh, he's like, I don't want to see you for the rest of my entire life.
Oh, yeah, because the mom goes, I don't want to see you for the rest of the night. And he goes, well, I don't want to see you for the rest of my life.
For the rest of my whole life.
That's so savage, bro.
Yeah.
See, dude, that would be good. Like, I think we'd have a...
Iron Kong. Like,
Iron Kong.
Iron Kong.
So he, you know, he spends a living making weapons to, you know, to further the act of war, but then the irony is that his own weapon, you know, injures him, and he gets somehow like captured in a cave, and he has to build his own set of armor, and then he has to escape, and then now he feels he's filled with regret, so now he has to, you know, with his own armor, you know, destroy all his, you know, his equipment. But then somehow, like, his best friend ends up being, like, a bad guy, and the bad guy wants to steal his armor, so he steals his armor. And then now he's fighting in the big battle. And there's a famous, there's going to be like a famous part where the guy says, you know, Kong was able to build this in a cave with a box of trash, whatever.
Yeah, 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 okay.
And then
okay.
he's like, well, I'm not Kong, you know.
Tony Kong? Okay.
Kong Stark.
Yeah. See, that, look, dude, he's got enough swag. I think we could make a bunch of movies with just Kong, bro. But I think the best one is Kong Alone.
There's a bunch of other
Kong ones. Alone is probably
the Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring. Where Godzilla is like the Conjuring. Godzilla made me do it.
Yeah.
The Conjuring.
Where it's like a horror movie on Hollow Earth, and yeah. he's being possessed by Kong. I mean, by Godzilla.
Mission Kong Possible.
Mission Kong Possible. Oh, dude. Okay. Well, look, man, we could probably come up with some good Kong movies. Because he's a leading man now, yeah, dude. He's a leading man, bro. He's like the main guy there, dude. All right, guys. Look, that's our review. We wanted to really quick, wanted to rate the MonsterVerse movies before we go into our last segment. But let's go ahead and try to see what do we like best, right? So those movies are the original Godzilla. Not original, but the Godzilla, what, 2015. Then there's Godzilla, King of Monsters.
No, Kong Skull Island is next.
Oh, okay. Kong Skull Island.
And then Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Okay. Then Godzilla versus Kong.
And then this one.
And this one. All right. So which one is at the bottom?
The first Godzilla, I would say.
First Godzilla would be at the bottom?
I would say the first Godzilla.
I think so, too. Because Aaron Taylor Johnson was like a piece of wood. He was like so wooden, dude.
And Millie Bobby Brown was like literally just crying the entire movie.
She's not in that one.
No, yeah, that's.
She's in.
King of Monsters. King of the Monsters.
Because the first one's the one with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, with Bryan Concrete.
Bryan Concrete. Yeah. We say that because Jonathan once called him Bryan Concrete.
I think that's even on the original Beta Report.
Why am I?
I think that's on the
original. Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He said Bryan Concrete.
Gotta go find it.
Yeah, okay, so then what would be after that?
That's number five.
What would be number four of those movies? I would say we could put, that's hard because then after that, I liked Kong Skull Island.
I feel like Kong Skull Island and King of the Monsters kind of share the same like vibe, honestly.
I don't know,
because Kong Skull Island was kind of great for like the first half of the movie, and then the second half was kind of like weird.
I think King of the Monsters for me goes like, fourth.
You think King of the Monsters?
Yeah, because I think that's a little bit more of like the forgettable one, right?
How about they're tied?
I would say they're tied.
And King of the Monsters both. Okay. Yeah. King of the Monsters was great because it had a lot of the kaijus.
So Godzilla 2014 is fourth place, and then in third place it's King of the Monsters and Skull Island.
And Skull Island, I would say that, yeah.
Okay.
No, fourth place.
Well, because we eliminated.
We're tying them together. So then now they would be third place.
It would be third place. So then second place.
Second place.
So now it's between Godzilla versus Kong and Godzilla X Kong.
I would say Godzilla versus Kong's 2 and Godzilla Kong New Empire's 1 because I love Zuko, bro. I need a Zuko, man.
There you go. That's the rating.
That's what I think so, dude. I mean, Godzilla versus Kong had Mecha Godzilla, dude. It was dope, dude. Like, that was pretty great. Yeah. And the first team up. Because at the end, both Kong and Godzilla team up.
That's right.
And then Godzilla, Kong, the new empire, they're like really teaming up.
Yeah.
They're like the new Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is...
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour, bro. They're like, you know, friends now and stuff. They're like...
Kong is Chris Tucker and Godzilla is Jackie Chan?
Sure.
Or the other way around.
No. I mean, Godzilla's Asian.
Technically, Godzilla, is and like of like Japanese
descent.
All right, let's just stop it there. Let's go to.
I don't think Jackie Chan is Japanese.
No, he's Chinese.
He's Chinese.
Yeah, no. he's.
Let's just stop it right there.
He's from Hong Kong, but yeah. Let's
Kong?
Hong Kong. Kong. Kong Hour? Kong Hour 3?
Kong Hour 3. Kong Hour 3. Kong Hour 4, actually. Oh, okay. Kong Hour 4. Kong Hour. Do you understand? The words come out.
What is it? Which one was it where it's like, no, you. Yeah, me.
That's three. That's three.
Where they're three. In like the dojo or whatever.
I am me.
No, and you. What?
No, you are me. No, he is me. And I am you.
Yeah.
Man, if you don't get to.
All right, guys, time for our pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week.
Boom, 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 boom.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Guys, this is a segment where we recommend something for you guys to watch, something that we think is going to be great. Like, okay, in this recommendation, we have not seen it, but all the reviews are saying it's great. They're saying that this movie is good. Guys, keeping with the theme of gorillas and monkeys, Monkey Man. Guys, Monkey Man looks amazing. It looks so good. It's like a throwback to the old martial arts movies, dude. It's Dev Patel. I don't know who he's playing, what he's playing, but all I know is he puts this mask on and he kicks everybody's butt. So yeah.
He's the Monkey Man.
It's the Monkey Man. Indian John Wick. It's basically Indian.
It's Indian John Wick.
Indian John Wick.
I don't know if they kill his dog or kill his monkey. He's got a pet monkey and they kill it. I don't know. But
They do something. And he goes on a killing rampage.
He goes on a monkey rampage, bro, and just kills everybody, dude. He just kicks everybody's butt. It looks amazing. Go watch the trailer. If you don't believe me, you'll see it. It looks great. But all the reviews, everything that's coming out, are saying that it's a great movie. It's a really good movie. So it actually comes out today when you watch this, Friday, April 5th. Watch it. You'll like
watch
it.
Watch it.
Yep, yes. Check it out. So, guys, that's it for us today. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Beta Report. For next week, guys, The Beta Rewind is coming back. We're going to have a new movie. We're going to be watching Enemy Mine, 1985's movie Enemy Mine, starring Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr. Rest in peace, Louis Gossett Jr. He just passed away, so we wanted to do it as a
tribute.
Thank you.
Tribute.
Send off.
Send off. No, it's a tribute to Louis Gossett Jr. He was in movies like Enemy Mine and Iron Eagle. Those are movies in my time, so these fools don't know what I'm talking about.
1772.
Nope. Enemy Mine, though, dude, that was
1649. When Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Movies used to be like a little candle, and then you'd do a silhouette.
In the Cretaceous period.
That's how they would do
the shadow puppets.
The shadow puppets are like a little shadow box. Guys, like
folklore.
Enemy Mine, look for it. See if you guys can rent it or if you guys can either buy it or find it somewhere. I don't care where you find it. Watch the movie so you'll know what we're talking about. Enemy Mine will be on our next Beta Rewind on Monday. So check that out. And then we'll have a Beta Report next week on Friday. We're going to have a special guest too. Not this week, but maybe next week. We're hoping not next week, but
The week after, we should be
having a special guest on the show. Hopefully, we're working on it. We'll see. But, guys, thank you again for joining us. Hit up our social medias at The Beta Report on IG and Facebook and Twitter and all this other stuff. And hit us up, man. If you guys want to, if there's a movie that you guys saw in the 80s or that your dad saw in the 80s or your mom or whatever, let us know that we could do that movie too. So, for The Beta Rewind. But that's it for us. Till next week. This is the con.
This is Jonathan.
This is Jason.
And this is the Beta Report. See you guys
later. Bye.
Later.